I bet at race fence, Richard Allen, inside dirtracing.com here in the dirt track of Charlotte Pit area with Saturday night's winner, Ricky Thornton Jr. Ricky, another night, another win. Pretty racy track out there, but you moved up to the top and kind of found some speed.
Yeah, no, the track was really good. I got a really good start, kind of right through the middle, and I think I was fifth or sixth after that first lap. So that helped us a ton, and then I kind of rode around the bottom with those guys. And it was weird, like I got close to the leaders, and then about 7-8 laps later, I was about straight behind them. So I knew I kind of needed to do something. And I moved up to the top, and like my stuff just really took off up there. So I felt like I had the best car up there. The only thing, it was hard to get by Turbo. He, before the yellow came out, he was kind of all over, and I slid him a couple times, and he'd drive back by me. And then there at the end, I about wrecked trying to get by him. So it sucks when the lap car races a leader like that. But I mean, he's trying to run his race too, I guess. But other than that, really, really good night. I was kind of down a little bit there after the heat race just because I didn't win it. And I figured it'd be tough to start 10th and win. But the track crew really gave us a track to race on. It took a little bit to get to that point, but luckily I felt like the whole feature raced really well.
Starting kind of back there where you did, on these big high-speed tracks like that, how much of a factor is the aero when you're trying to catch and pass guys?
Oh, it's huge. And you're so aero dependent on everything. You try to put yourself in a good position where you do got air on the nose or air on the spoiler, like getting down in the corner and stuff like that. And I try to do the best I could on it. And I think there was only one time I actually got hung getting in turn three. So other than that, I felt like I did a good job putting a clean race together. Got a little bit of quarter pound damage. I just screwed up one lap and got in the fence right there in three and four. But luckily nothing too major, and we were able to seal the deal.
And you're finishing out just like you've run all year. Still a couple more big races to go, so still more opportunities for wins and more bank accounts.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. We'll take in tonight's win, and we actually head to Longhorn tomorrow and kind of getting ready for Sonoya and stuff like that next week. So it's nice to click off another big one like this. But like I said, we got Sonoya next week, so we'll work hard and make sure our stuff's really good there. We were really good there last year, so I feel like as long as I can do my job driving, I know my boys do the best they can, and I think it kind of shows.
All right, the Saturday night World of Outlaws winner in Charlotte was Ricky Thornton Jr.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Everything you get.